Has your family ever had a family pet? Well, mine has had a few, but this is the story about how I and my parents wanted to get my brother a dog, since our previous dog, Rocky, had passed away, and my brother was really attached to him. This story is starting out in a home, my home actually, which is starting out boring, I know, but it's something I think will, at the very end, at least make you smile. Now, this was coming up on Jack's birthday, and this was a surprise for him, and my parents and I wanted to get him a pet. He's good with animals, he has a lot of energy, and for a kid it made sense, especially since puppies can become your best friend. So, we planned to get him a Boston Terrier. Small, yet really energetic dogs. So we contacted an old neighbor we knew who bred Boston Terriers, and luckily she had a litter that was about 4 weeks old, and we went and paid her a visit. During this visit, we saw the litter of puppies. There was a red one with blue eyes, and then three black and white ones. And out of all four of them, we had picked the smallest, the runt of the litter. Now, the timing of this was pretty much perfect, because by the time the puppy would be able to come home with us, it would be the week of my brother's birthday. And when it was time, Jack got her, and he named her London. Yes, like the city. He was so happy and excited when he got her. They played for a long time, and the rest of the family was watching how the two interacted. They were cute. She made tiny little puppy barks, and he was playing with her with a rope toy and squeaky tennis balls and, you know, the works for the puppy. Well, we all ended up watching this very small puppy, as she was the runt of her litter, so she was a lot smaller than what a Boston Terrier should be. Trying to play tug-of-war with a towel hanging on the rack in the bathroom, and I'm gonna tell you now, the towel was winning, and my brother couldn't stop laughing as he watched her. She was the size of a shoe, and the towel could wrap around her three times over. She was so tiny that by spreading out the towel, she could curl up into the middle and you were able to make a puppy in a rucksack. She was so small that seeing her tugging on the towel was adorable, and the whole family was in stitches watching this adorable dog play around. She ended up not growing too much, but she's still tiny even though she's fully grown. My brother still adores the small runt of a dog. He lets her sleep under his blanket. This little dog has a tiny quirk of sleeping under blankets and forcing herself with all of her small body's might to be under any blanket anyone has. She has a cuddly and playful attitude, and my brother plays with her all the time when he's home, since he's now in college. They play tug-of-war, and London always goes after his feet, shoes on or off. It's kind of a little weird thing she does. And he will even play and wrestle with her. For the smallest dog ever, she loves to roughhouse like she's a big one. The two of them also play with their hands, and she'll, you know, try to bite his hands, but, like, not really bite him. You know, the playful dog kind of bite. And my brother always has a grin on his face when he's playing with her or, you know, just being with her. And honestly, I think it was the greatest birthday present he'd ever received, because that's his dog. And that's the story about how we surprised my brother with a dog.